When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of hour number three here on this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 7th, 2025 edition. I don't know if you guys watched the Tiger baseball game yesterday. Chicago White Sox led the game throughout, mostly ahead 3-1. Tigers rallied in the ninth inning, walk-off double by Spencer Torkelson down the left field line. Tigers came from behind and won it 4-3. They've won five out of the last six games and are right now in first place in the Central Division. The season's early. Today, the New York Yankees come to town at 2:30, and there's snow on the ground. Anyway, out here at the studio, I don't know what's happening in Detroit, but it's going to be cold. Love watching Tiger baseball. 2022 gubernatorial candidate is suing the Bureau of Elections in Lansing. Why is she doing it? To be able to change the name of a party that they refused to do. 2022 gubernatorial candidate Donna Brandenburg wants a state court to order the Bureau of Elections to stop rejecting the U.S. Taxpayers Party of Michigan's name change. Donna Brandenburg, who was booted from the ballot over fraudulent signatures running as a Republican back in 2022, is seeking $1 million in damages for what she's calling election director Jonathan Brader's malicious use of authority, which jeopardizes 42,506 signers, $85 million in fines, and $5 billion in lost wages. Brandenburg's complaint filed last week in the Court of Claims alleges that the Taxpayers' Executive Committee and party delegates voted to rename itself the Constitution Party. But Jonathan Brader, on his own, denied their request. Defendants' actions were intended to disqualify the U.S. Taxpayers' Party of Michigan from ballot access, suppressing a political opponent to the Democratic Party. In addition to suing Jonathan Brader, she also named Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson as being an affiliated complainant, according to the court documents. Spokesperson for the Secretary of State Department said they could not comment on pending litigation. Well, what's the history of this story? Back in 2020, the U.S. Taxpayer Party submitted a request to the Bureau of Elections seeking a change to its name on the ballot to the Michigan Constitution Party. Brader's June 2020 reply told the party's chair that there was no statutory provision that allows a political party who has gained eligibility for the ballot to change its name, quote, outside of the statutory process. I understand it's your preference to change the party name without having to gather and submit additional signatures. However, because of the name of any party appearing on a ballot is a required element under MCL 168.685, the section of the law provides the only mechanism by which a new party can appear on a ballot must be followed, according to Brader's letter. Brandenburg claims that had Brader's directive been followed, 42,506 registered electors signed a petition sheet. That process would have violated the state statute by double signing petitions, exposing them to collective risk of $85 million in fines and more than $5.7 billion in lost wages for their efforts to collect the signatures. She calculated these totals by multiplying $2,000 per registered elector using the $136,000 median annual income, or $34,000 per year per voter for 4 years. Brandenburg ran for governor seat in 2022, but she was one of five candidates that were booted from the ballot after evidence of large-scale forged signature scheme invalidated her and the others' petition signatures. Remember Police Chief Craig, James Craig, Perry Johnson, Brown, Brandenburg, and Markey were all kicked off of the Republican ballot due to the fraudulent signature scheme. Story came out actually May 23rd of 2022, months before the August primary that year. Ultimately, Tudor Dixon won the Republican nomination and went on to lose the election to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We all remember that all too painfully. Now, it's kind of interesting because technically on the ballot, it says U.S. Taxpayer Party. However, if you go to their website, it says the Constitution Party of Michigan. Well, the lawsuit is moving forward. Kind of an interesting story to see basically if they're able to do this year, 2025, before the 2026 election. The bottom line, this is a complete waste of time. Why do I say that? We are a two-party state. Look at the history. Look at the voting records. If you look at the voting records, you'll see Republicans and Democrats get over 95% of the general election votes in a general election. No third party has ever gotten more than 5% head-to-head against a Republican and a Democrat. The very first one that will probably get over 5% next year will be independent mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan. Some are predicting that he could get as high as 20 to 25%. That'll be a record here in the state of Michigan, by far. But here's the point. Who is Mike Duggan, the longtime Democrat, the longtime Democrat donor, the longtime Democrat who has supported other Democrats, endorsed other Democrats? Who is he going to pull from? Is he going to pull from Democrat voters? Or is he going to pull from Republicans? Well, the answer to that is very simple. He's going to pull from the Democrats. Why is Donna Brandenburg doing this? Because if she can successfully get the U.S. Taxpayer Party's name changed to the Constitution Party and run as its candidate, she believes she can pull from Republicans. If she pulls from Republicans and Duggan pulls from Democrats, this could be basically a four-party race. Republican, Democrat, Independent, and Constitutional Party. Now, that then changes the dynamic that theoretically you could win the governorship of the state of Michigan with 25.1% of the vote. Stop and think about it. Mathematically, if all four pull equally the same, 25, 25, 25, and 25, only one party has to get 25.1. Making one of the other parties get 24.9, and you become the governor of the state of Michigan. I think this is delusional, and I don't think it's going to happen. Independents and moderates may vote for Duggan, but they do not make up the majority in a head-to-head race. It's not until you run the splitter strategy that it could even potentially work. Now, a lot of pundits, and I've even used these numbers when I've saw these studies, these polling that have come out. We used to be 40% Republican, 40% Democrat, 20% Independent. 40% of the people of the state of Michigan that are registered to vote automatically will vote for the Republican. 40% of the state automatically will vote for the Democrat. That's 40 and 40 is 80%. 20% in the middle, called the independents or moderates, or people that are mentally confused as to which party they associate with, basically made up 20%. If the majority of them, 10% plus one, voted for either the Republican or the Democrat, that would give them the election, the victory, with 50.1% of the vote. They say those numbers are not accurate anymore. They say party loyalty is down to 30% on both sides. 30% of the people will vote for a Republican no matter what. He's got an R behind his name, he's getting my vote. Same with the Democrats, 30% voting for the D. They're saying 40% are now no party affiliation. Independents and are in the middle make up the majority of the voters in the state of Michigan. Do you buy that? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. 5 text messages during the break. Nobody agrees with that statement. We do not have 40% independence in the state. Everybody tends to agree with the longtime 40-40-20 split. Let's see, one of the text messages, Randy, there's no way there's 40% moderate and independents in Michigan. Everybody I talk to is either a Republican or a Democrat. And most of the people I talk to are Republicans. I don't make it a high priority to have Democrat friends. A high priority? Folks, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be straight up. I do not have one known Democrat friend in my life. I have family members that I know vote Democrat, and they don't want to talk party politics with me at any family function. But the bottom line is, I just don't understand them. Michael Savage's book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, I firmly believe that. That they have a mental defect in their DNA causing them to be a liberal, to be a Democrat. Liberal Democrats based their thinking on emotions. How does a certain issue or policy make them feel? They do not use science. They do not use math. They do not accept evidence. Factual, documented, scientific-based evidence is not part of their thinking process. Their thinking process is driven by emotion. How does this policy make me feel? How should I feel about others in the teaching of their children? Vicki and I were watching a show that we absolutely love, Last Man Standing. Mike Baxter and I are identical. Actually, that character, I've said many of the things that Mike Baxter, Tim Allen, says on that show. Their daughter, Mandy, was having a bad time with her little girl. How old is little Evelyn in that show last night, Vicki? 2 and 3? Yeah, terrible 2s. And Mandy did not want to discipline her. Vanessa, the grandmother, put her in a timeout and Mandy came to get the little girl from grandma and made Vanessa apologize for putting her in the timeout. Whatever. That is definitely a liberal thinking. Sorry, folks. Not going to apologize to a grandchild for putting him in a timeout. And God forbid that grandma would ever slap her on her little behind for not listening. You spanked my child? Oh, my God, the heads explode. Well, it's in the Bible for a reason. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Yep. Yeah, I know. That's the way I was raised, and that's the way I raised our kids. And guess what? They're all doing fine. Whatever. Here's the bottom line. Last thing. This process is going to be very interesting in this case because, number one, she sued for a substantial amount of money. Sued for a substantial amount of money. It's frivolous, in my opinion, the amount she asked for, $5.7 billion in lost wages. Yeah, now that's getting a little ridiculous. But $85 million in fines and for blocking signatures, 42,506 signatures by registered voters. That's going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. And if they're successful in getting the name changed to the Constitution Party, that's one party's name that I could support. If we end up with a Rhino Republican running for governor, I seriously might look at voting for the Constitution Party candidate. What will that do in getting the splitter strategy implemented next year? Republican, Democrat, Independent, and a Constitution Party candidate. If you don't like the Republican, would you vote for the Constitution Party candidate? Especially if it's a business owner? Especially if it's somebody with enough money to run a successful campaign? Do you think you might consider voting for it? That's her strategy. She feels like the Republican Party screwed her over in 2022, so she's going to throw money at a lawsuit and see if she can change the name to the Constitution Party and run as its candidate next year. Mark my words, that's where this is going. This is what this is going to lead to. So, going to be very, very interesting, the Supreme Court's decision. But she definitely got their attention. And what does MCL 168.685 actually say? Well, according to that Brader's letter, she's got to get to the legislature to change the name. Are the House and Senators and Governor Gretchen Whitmer willing to do it? Probably not. That's it for today's show. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow again right here on YourDefendingFathers.com and the TuneIn app. I'm Trucker Randy. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns...